All right, podcast time once again here at Triple M. It's Lou and Al off the back of another huge week. And obviously, throughout the week, Lou, all the news coming out of the UK at the moment. What a situation.
Yeah, so sad with the passing of Queen Elizabeth II last weekend. And I mean, sad, of course, no matter what age someone is when they pass away, it's sad, especially for their family. And when they get to that kind of age, like 96, you're like, oh, they're just always here.
Yeah.
You just, I think it's
part even of the furniture.
A little bit more of a shock because they've just been around forever. And in our lifetimes, 70 years as the monarch of Australia.
Phenomenal run.
Amazing.
Absolutely phenomenal. On a more local level, earlier this week we celebrated the news that Guzman y Gomez is coming to town next spring. Unfortunately, we have to wait till then before both Guzman's and also Oporto become a couple of new eatery options.
Yeah,
for us.
It was a bit about food this week, wasn't it? With the delicious gourmet pie from Miss Emily Gourmet, the Chinese barbecue pork belly pie.
That's it.
Which won the best gourmet pie in Australia.
And we can see why, because we got to taste it earlier today.
So good.
And I can still taste it.
Yum. It has left a lovely like flavour in your mouth. It's really delicious.
Definitely the right balance of spice. They have mastered this perfectly, and it goes to show that's why they scored the trophy.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Get down there and try one of their Chinese barbecue pork belly pies. But also this week we caught up with, and wasn't this guy a ton of fun, Damo from Motor Race.
Yeah, he was such a great chat. And really loved the border, which, you know, if somebody loves the border, we instantly
love
them.
We're big fans.
Yeah, of course.
So we're going to play you most of the big chat that we recorded because we covered a lot of ground. Of course, the guys are coming here to play a big gig at Beer Deluxe.
Yep.
Coming up on Thursday, the public holiday. So get behind that. But until then, enjoy this big chat with Damo from Motor Race on Triple M.
Got really sore feet today.
Why?
You got sore feet?
Yeah, I went and saw Midnight Oil and they played 3 hours of hits last night. My feet are killing me.
You were standing for 3 hours then?
And probably longer. But I was probably jumping up and down too at some point. But yeah, like I'm getting too old for this stuff, but...
Come on, Damo. I was going to say...
Don't be like that. I went and saw them too and I must admit I had a bit of a backache afterwards. I stood up for 3 hours too.
I'm feeling my age.
The truth is, Domo, you were dancing around like Peter Garrett, weren't you? That's why your feet are sore.
I was talking about this and all of my friends and my mates, when we were growing up, you know, Diesel and Dust, 10 to 1, which is the record that they played from start to finish last night.
Yeah.
And then they played all a bunch of hits like Hercules. And
love it.
It was an absolute masterclass in how to play that type of music. Rob Hurst and Jim Mageni and Martin Rosby and of course the mighty Peter Garrett was just I just walked away with my jaw on the ground. Those guys, I mean, I don't want to say that they're old, but they are.
They're old.
That's okay. You can admit that.
But you're so right, but that makes it even more incredible, don't you reckon?
Absolutely. Yeah. Everything about it.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking from our end, like we took a bit of a spell from back in the day, but to watch them and now was just like, that's how you do it. That's a masterclass and there's nothing else like it, you know.
Oh, that is phenomenal.
Do you reckon you'll be doing it in your 70s, Damo?
Possibly not.
It's a big ask, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's just certain people that are certain dynamics like that that can do it. I mean, you know, I mean, they were doing it from 15 or 16 to now. So it's a huge, it was just a big appreciation session. And they literally weren't going to come back. They did two encores. And the last time, the crowd just wouldn't let them leave. And I don't know, it's a phenomenon. And it's a mighty proud Australian. They set the benchmark very, very high, those guys. So,
but you guys have got your own accolade coming up. I mean, look, you've got your 20th anniversary of Five Star Laundry on its way. Did you think back 21 years ago, hey, you know, in two decades' time, we're going to be celebrating this debut album? Was that
absolutely
even a thought?
No chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just to think about it now, the memories are sketchy, to be honest with you, because I was so young, and I was just, you know, like to live your dream of playing music and touring and stuff is a bit of a, you know, it's a pipe dream at best, but to be able to do it. And, yeah, I mean, now we're thinking about when we go to gigs, it's like, how do we take the kids and how do we get all the kids in there? And, you know, so it's become a family affair, which is pretty nice in itself too. But I didn't think that 20 years ago.
No,
I assure you of that.
No, nobody thinks that.
Yeah. But
it's interesting that you say that, because we've spoken to a few Aussie acts recently, and a lot of them say the same thing. Touring today is so different to touring 20 years ago because it's about the family and it's a much more relaxed, cruisy kind of atmosphere.
It is, yeah. Well, and no, the thing for us is everyone's got pretty serious job titles and family commitments. And when we get together to go away and do these types of things, it's kind of, they're really great spells from getting out of doing housework and all that kind of stuff.
So I love it.
That's nice. But we do take it really seriously because there is a bit of, I'm not saying that we're in the legacy of Midnight Oil, but there is a legacy of sorts to kind of make sure that you put in your best sort of show on and all that kind of thing. So you know, we still haven't lost that sort of pride, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure.
There's a sense of pride that comes with that time period as well. Yeah. I mean, we were doing crazy touring back then, and it was the only way to survive in a lot of ways. Like, and this is before social media and all that kind of thing. So it was a really, it was a different sort of lifestyle. You'd go out to 8 weeks or 12 weeks at a time, and you come back and sit on your couch for, I don't know, a week and catch your breath and go, what the hell just happened? And then do it all again in 4 weeks time. So it's a different kind of period now. I don't think touring, you could sustain that sort of thing, because there's so many different things like sports and video games and Netflix that you contend with. So it was just a different time. But I mean, the best that we can do is probably two shows in a row now. And I think after that, it's kind of like, hey, what are we committing to this for? This is hurting, you know.
Look, it's quality, not quantity these days, Damo, let's be honest.
That's exactly right, Lou. I just think it's you've got to just sort of little bits of things rather than, you know, the whole enchilada.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, you were talking about serious jobs. What do you do when you're not touring with the band?
I fortunately never left the music industry, and I went on to work as a kind of an agent that looked after and found new music.
Yep.
And have remained there. So I sort of work with Live Nation now, and we do a lot of all the really big tours and sorts of things that you see, like Harry Styles and Sting, all the way through to festivals and stuff. So I'm very fortunate that I've followed my passion for live music sort of remain there to this day.
What a job. Now I'm feeling super jealous because you get to see every. Do you go and see a lot of the gigs?
Yeah. I went and saw the Strokes the other week when they were touring through, and man, that was amazing too. That was just awesome. And, you know, Midnight Oil last night, I'm looking forward to it. We've got the Royal Melbourne show coming up.
Yep.
And it's the first time ever in its history we got the opportunity to put live music right in the middle of the whole park with the rides in the background and bands like Veronica's and Baker Boy and all these kind of really great new Australian acts have got an opportunity to play lots of people and kids, you know, kids, they get an opportunity to maybe go to their first concert. So I'm really proud of being able to present that for us. So yeah, that's what I do.
And speaking of iconic bands like the Oils, I did notice that Mighty Race is soon, well, coming up in November, playing with One Ice House.
Yeah. Well, there's a special connection with Ice House. Not only was I a massive, massive fan when I was a young kid growing up, I think one of the first ever songs I ever heard was Great Southern Man.
Oh, so, what a start.
Oh, mate, it gives me, honestly, I do not lie, it gives me goosebumps and a weird feeling in my tummy just thinking about that song. It's so brilliant.
Your first taste of this was not the same first taste as mine, was it, on the Young Einstein soundtrack, by chance?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember, what a great movie too. But we've had a close association with Ice House and Ivor Ivor, actually, who's the main songwriter, singer from Ice House, of course, he helped with our biggest song, Carry On, which was a number one record, actually, and he helped produce the strings arrangement on that and a long time ago. And Paul Gilday, who's their guitarist, actually managed our band for a period of time, which was great.
Wow.
And yeah, of course, just being huge fans, we got to do some shows during the COVID period, which was amazing and a bit of a feat within itself. But yeah, we're just big fans of Ice House. And again, kind of, you know, these iconic Australian acts, to be able to play with them when you're little kids sitting at home and listening to it on the radio, and then all of a sudden you're in the same sort of band room hanging out and just talking about stuff or watching them play from side of stage is a bit of, you know, it's a bit of a pinch me moment.
Oh, I can imagine.
So there's a lot of love there.
Can I just share a little Ice House story with you? They have a special place in my heart too. The first time I ever snuck into a nightclub underage was to see The Flowers at the Playroom. Jeez. At the Playroom on the Gold Coast.
Jesus.
At Coolangatta. Snuck in with the neighbour boys who are a couple of years older than me. And it was the most sensational night of my life, I reckon. Like, just, you know, so one, I was so excited / scared to be sneaking into a nightclub. I was 16 at the time. So that was exciting. But then to see Flowers perform, I mean, Ivor was just incredible. They were amazing.
Yeah, and they played all those iconic songs back then too. They would have played like David Bowie and T-Rex and stuff, I think, because they were big. I'm a student of all that stuff, and I know the Playroom. I'm very familiar with it, being a Brizzy boy.
I'm a Brizzy girl, so that's why. Yeah, great.
So, you know, all those iconic bands, Australian, from INXS to The Oils and Hunters, and like, we grew up on that stuff. To be able to play with them, as I hear you, Lou, it's kind of, it's a huge honour, and one that doesn't pass us by without great knowledge. You know, it's an acknowledgement. It's a huge honour.
Yeah, that is incredible. So that's coming up in the future, but even sooner before that, we get a taste of Motor Race and your brand new single, too, Knock Knock, when you guys perform at Beer Deluxe soon.
Yeah. Well, we have a special place in Albury, because Albury was always a drop-in place when we were going from Sydney to Melbourne, of course.
That's what we are.
But, but we always used to go up there and play these freezer events, you know, like kind of kids' events.
Well, freezer's on at the moment too.
Yeah, well, we used to do them, and we played at the Wodonga big, I can't remember, it was a big hall part of yeah, definitely Wodonga.
Yeah, it would have been the entertainment centre. It's called The Cube because it's new.
Gotcha.
But it would have just been the Wodonga entertainment centre back in the day.
Yeah, and we played with bands like Jebediah and stuff, and we'd hang out with all the kids at the end of the gigs and stuff. And like, it was a really great place. So that was 20 plus years ago, whenever that was. So so it has a special place, and we did a lot of shows. We played all sorts of rooms in Albury over the years. I can't remember off the name. There's a few of them that's still there, I think. But Albury Deluxe. So we're going to go on out, and we don't go out and play very often. And it's been a bit of a trying time for everyone in the music industry because of COVID and stuff. So to go out and play a regional show for us is a really big thing. So even though it's not midnight all, it's still Motor Race, and that's okay. We'll come up and play a Thursday night, and it's going to be a public holiday too, I hear, too.
Yeah? That's true, yes.
Yeah, which is even better.
So no excuse to miss it now.
Exactly right. And like, even for us, like, we're going to just play the 20th anniversary and just play Five Star, but we're going to just play everything that we possibly can.
Yep.
For an hour and a half, and we'll just try and rip the paint off the walls as much as we can.
It sounds amazing. Damo from Motor Race, it's been a genuine pleasure chatting with you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
You too. Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.